This spa town has been chosen in part for its many hotels. In early July, Marshal Pétain moves into them, along with the government ministries. The atmosphere everywhere is abysmal. However, this Vichy government continues to control a vast colonial empire, and above all, a still powerful navy. Hitler's only request is that its ships be disarmed and remain in their ports, for he is afraid it might join forces with Britain. Churchill fears the opposite, that it will fall into German hands. He orders the Royal Navy to neutralize it. A British naval force sails to one of France's biggest naval bases, Mers-el-Kébir in Algeria. Churchill is taking no risks. An ultimatum is dispatched. Either join us, scuttle your own ships, or sail under escort for demilitarization in the Caribbean. The French reject all proposals. The British open fire. Two French battleships are heavily damaged, and one, the Britannia, is sunk. 1,297 French sailors are killed. Seeking to show his people, the world, and above all the United States, how determined he is, Churchill strikes out at his former ally, whose fleet could have helped the Germans land on British shores. 2 days after the attack, the Vichy government breaks off diplomatic relations with Britain. All of Germany acclaims Hitler. His lightning conquest of France enthralls his generals. He sees himself as the greatest war leader of all time, on a par with Napoleon. And like the Emperor, no one dares to contradict him anymore.